WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Democratic National Convention begins Monday in Chicago, but Pennsylvania's in focus for both campaigns. Vice President Kamala Harris, who rolled out economic proposals in North Carolina Friday, will be in Pittsburgh tomorrow. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more on former President Trump.
Donald Trump holding his own rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania today after spending the week slamming Harris and the Biden administration's handling of the economy.
Kamala Harris is a radical California liberal who broke the economy.
And drawing fire for comments, saying the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor, is, quote, much better than the Medal of Honor awarded to war heroes.
There's life-threatening rip currents possible on the East Coast today as a result of Hurricane Ernesto, which made landfall in Bermuda. Optimism about a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas after the latest round of talks in Doha with the U.S. mediating. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Two men were arrested last week after the driver of a sports car fled from police at speeds in excess of 120 miles per hour. A sheriff's deputy was patrolling in the town of Caledonia when he attempted a traffic stop. The BMW fled off at a high rate of speed. The deputy pursued the vehicle on Highway 33 into Sauk County, but due to the high speeds and dangerous driving, he terminated the pursuit before entering the city of Baraboo. As the vehicle headed toward Portage, a Portage police officer deployed a tire deflation device on Highway 33 between Interstates 39 and 90. The driver attempted to flee the vehicle on foot, but the sheriff's office canine subdued him and was taken into custody. The passenger was compliant. The driver, a 50-year-old Mauston man, was taken to a hospital for medical clearance and then to the Columbia County Jail. The Baraboo Common Council will vote next week on placing a $2 million yearly operating referendum on the November 5th election ballot, which will also have an $85.7 million capital referendum question to address elementary school needs in the Baraboo School District. The council decided to hold a special meeting at 7 p.m. August 22nd to vote on putting the measure on the ballot. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy, 77 today with a chance of an afternoon shower or storm. For tonight, mostly cloudy, some patchy fog, a low of 61. Sunday, sunshine and a high near 82. For Monday, sunny and 80, Tuesday, sunshine, and highs back near 80. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's 67 right now.
99.7.
Yeah. 70 in the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Mr. Postman from the Marvelettes. 6 minutes after 8, Kevin Kellogg on your Saturday show. Want to get a song request in? 608-355-9970 is how you can get a hold of me. I'm using the text line and have me play a song for you this morning. Not too bad of a day today. We'll take a look at the forecast coming up in just a little while. Here's Rolling Stones, and it's The Last Time on 99.7 Max FM.
This could be the last.
Play a little traveling band with CCR, 99.7 Max FM, 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. And if I was looking through musical history, this is a couple of big weeks. We'll get to second part. Actually, some people will want to know if this was the first big week, the second big week. A lot of you know, especially Elvis fans, it was Elvis week, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But this was also a big week in the history of the Beatles. It was on August 14th of 1962 that they were unhappy with drummer Pete Best's role. Brian Epstein and the other Beatles decided to sack him. Pete played his last gig the following night at the Cavern. August 15th of 62, Paul and John drove from Liverpool to Skengus to ask Ringo to join the Beatles. August 16th in 62, Brian Epstein told Pete Best that the other Beatles wanted him out of the group and he was being replaced. Now, Brian then asked Pete to perform with the Beatles that night in Cheshire. Pete didn't show up. Well, yeah, of course not. August 18th in 62, Ringo made his debut with the Beatles at a dance in Birkenhead, England, having had a two-hour rehearsal in preparation. In 65, the Beatles played Shea Stadium in Queens, New York, with the largest crowd to ever attend a pop concert at that time. In 66, John Lennon apologized at a news conference in Chicago for his remark that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. And August 13th of 71, John Lennon flew from Heathrow Airport in the UK to New York and never set foot again on British soil. So a big week in the history of the Beatles. Seven Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s with the Beatles. And like mentioned, it was Elvis week this week. So let's run down what happened in this week in Elvis history. August 15th of 55, Elvis attended a meeting in Memphis with his manager, Bob Neal, Colonel Tom Parker, and Vernon, his dad, at which a new contract was signed that named Colonel Parker a special advisor with control of virtually every aspect of Elvis's career. August 14th of 1958, Elvis's mom, Gladys, passed away. At her funeral 2 days later, Elvis was so overcome with grief, he was unable to stand and had to be supported. In August of 1958, August 16th, after being drafted into the Army, Elvis was assigned to the 3rd Armored Division in West Germany. August 16th of 1977, Elvis was found dead, lying on the floor in his bathroom by his girlfriend, Ginger Alden. He had been seated on the toilet reading The Scientific Search for Jesus. He died of heart failure at the age of 42. It was this week in August 16th of 1977. And in musical history with Elvis, it was this week in 1960 that Elvis had the number one song, a 5-week run at the number one spot with It's Now or Never.
Your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last. It's just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me, for who knows when we'll meet again. It's now or never, my love won't wait.
It's now or never, my love won't
wait. 99.7 Max FM, Saturday the 60s and 70s, number one for 5 weeks in a row, starting this week in 1960, Elvis, and It's Now or Never. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, a weekend weather coming up. We'll also have a look at sports. Brewers with a big win at home last night. Packers in exhibition football in Denver today. That's all coming up. And a look at what's going on around the area with our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 2024 Badgers Steam and Gas Engine Club Show. It'll be happening Friday, August 16th through Sunday, the 18th. Open from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. There's going to be over 260 acres filled with displays and live demonstrations of early agriculture and industrial machines, threshing, sawmills, and plowing powered by steam engines, as well as early tractors, plus construction equipment on display. There's going to be a parade daily at 2 p.m., a huge flea market, plus free parking and food available on the grounds. For all the details, check out BadgerSteamAndGas.com. But again, this will be Friday, August 16th through the 18th, from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. And from Thursday, August 15th to the 17th, the Reedsburg Community-Wide Garage Sales will take place. A map with all the listings of participating garage sales can be found at the Chamber of Commerce prior to the sale. And for more details, visit Reedsburg.org. And Friends of Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting a canoe trip on Saturday, August 17th. Join the naturalist for a tour of Mirror Lake. You'll be able to paddle a 20-foot canoe and learn about the geology, flora, fauna, and human history of Mirror Lake State Park via the waterway. They do need you to pre-register for this event. You can find more details at Facebook/Friends of Mirror Lake State Park. This is from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 17th.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah!
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
Max FM Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers knocked off the Cleveland Guardians 5-3 last night. But the story for the Crew is that outfielder Christian Yelich underwent season-ending back surgery yesterday. Brewers general manager Matt Arnold.
Look, we know that this is going to be something that is going to be a positive for us in the future, for sure. And so, again, we're all disappointed. We know that that's a challenge for this team. We've overcome a lot this year. We're going to have to deal with more adversity, and we're okay with that. And again, on the bright side, you know, hopefully we get a really happy and healthy and pain-free Christian Yelich in the future.
The Crew is hoping that Yelich is ready for the start of next season. Back to the game from last night, the Crew jumped out early, a three-run homer by Willy Adames in the first, adding solo runs in the third and the fourth. Aaron Savali picked up the win, going six innings, not allowing a run on just four hits while striking out four. The Crew have now won three straight. The Brewers and Guardians play game two of their series tonight, 6:15 first pitch. Freddie Peralta gets the start against Tanner Bibby. On to football, where the Green Bay Packers are getting set for their preseason matchup in Denver against the Broncos tomorrow. The Packers and Broncos going through joint practices, and those have a lot of positives and also some challenges. Quarterback Jordan Love.
Doing the joint practices, getting to see a new defense, going against new players, so seeing a defense we saw last year. But there was a couple plays here and there that we missed. It just wasn't our best day productivity-wise, but, you know, it goes back to, you know, just being able to learn and grow from that. You know, seeing this new defense that we haven't really gone against, haven't got a scout, but we'll be able to go back, watch film, and, you know, learn from these opportunities. Yeah.
The Pack and the Broncos kick off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock from Mile High. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy, 77 today with a chance of an afternoon shower or storm. For tonight, mostly cloudy, some patchy fog, a low of 61. Sunday, sunshine and a high near 82. For Monday, sunny and 80. Tuesday, sunshine, highs back near 80. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 67 right now.
8:27 as we take a look at musical birthdays in history. On Friday, yesterday, the 16th of August,
Gordon Fleet, drummer and singer for the Easy Beats, celebrated his 79th birthday.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
I've got Friday on my mind on a Saturday morning, 99.7 Max FM with the Easy Beats. Gordon Fleet, the drummer and singer, celebrated his 79th birthday yesterday. And we find the lead singer on this one from Golden Earring. Barry Hay celebrated his 76th birthday yesterday.
Almost there. God.
gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow, whoa. And the radio played that forgotten song. Randall is coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Radar Love. From Golden Earring, lead singer Barry Hay celebrated his 76th birthday yesterday. And we find the lead singer for Kool & the Gang, James J.T. Taylor, celebrated his 71st birthday yesterday.
Ladies' Night from Kool & the Gang with James Taylor, JT, celebrating his 71st birthday yesterday. Looking at musical history, we go back to 1965, where Sonny and Cher started a three-week run at the number one spot. This week with I Got You, Babe on 99.7 Max FM.
They say we're young and we don't know. All right. got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent, for it's earned, our money's all been spent. I guess that's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
I got you, babe, Sonny and Cher, number one for 3 weeks in a row this week in 1965. In 1968, the Rascals, who were formerly the Young Rascals, started a five-week run at the number one spot with People Gotta Be Free.
Live.
People Gotta Be Free from the Rascals, number one this week for 5 weeks in a row in 1968. And this week in 1969, the Woodstock Festival was held on that 600-acre farm in Bethel outside New York, attended by over 400,000 people. So how about some Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and Woodstock on 99.7 Max FM.
Nine Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and Woodstock. Woodstock Festival held this week in 1969. It's 8:47 with Kevin Kellogg. I hope your Saturday is going well, getting your chores done so you can enjoy the music. And if you've got a request, all you have to do is text me, 608-355-9970. Reedsburg Community-wide garage sales going on all day today. Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club shows on the Club Drowns on Sand Road today till 5, tomorrow from 7 till 5. Downtown Baraboo Farmers Markets on the Courthouse Square until 12:30 today. The West Baraboo Saturday Markets at the former Gander Mountain parking lot until 2 today.
Bagpipes in the Glen at Durwood's Glen until noon today, and then again from 4 until 8:15 tonight. There's the canoe trip at Mirror Lake State Park today from 9 to 11. The free Baraboo Historic Walking Tour starting on the square next to the cannon at 10 this morning. The American Legion Broad Stand at the Viking BP in Reedsburg from 10 until 2. And the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Tractor Pull in Prairie du Sac starts at 4 this afternoon.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985. For more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts, plus camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy, 77 today with a chance of an afternoon shower or storm. For tonight, mostly cloudy, some patchy fog, a low of 61. Sunday, sunshine and a high near 82. For Monday, sunny and 80. Tuesday, sunshine and highs back near 80. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's 67 right now.
mark in society. You're using all the tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said, I'm not just stepping stones. Just stepping stones, not just stepping stones. I'm not just stepping stones. When I first met your girl, you didn't have no shoes, but now you're walking around like your front page news. You've been awful careful about the friends you choose, but you won't find my name in your book of who's who's. I said, I'm not your stepping stone.
No, girl, not me.
I'm not your stepping stone.
No!
Not your stepping stone.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with the Monkees, and Not Your Stepping Stone, 856 with Kevin Kellogg. Aaron's on the text line, 608-355-9970, for some rhyming, Paul Simon.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I got a knife on
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Queen.